You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Youper is a very Michigan word, and Youper talk is a way to mark that you are from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Hello.
Anne, I saw you with the book that we're going to be talking about, and I'm really excited. I think this is going to be a really good one.
I'm excited, too, that this book is out. The book is Youper Talk, Dialect as Identity in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It's written by Kate Remlinger, who's a professor of English at Grand Valley State University. And I'm delighted to give a shout out to this book. And for all of us living in Michigan, great to learn more about Youper Talk. Kate is careful to point out that there is actually not one UP dialect, that there are lots of ways of speaking in the Upper Peninsula, but that there is a way that people sound Youper, that we believe that there is a thing that is Youper talk. And that belief has become so strong that it is now commodified. So you'll see mugs and T-shirts, for example, a T-shirt that says, Michigan's Upper Peninsula, where it's okay to say, eh.
You're pretty good at that.
Why, thank you. Now, to understand how we got here, it helps to have some history of English in the UP and other languages in the UP. English is relatively recent. English speakers started arriving in the UP around the mid-19th century. Of course, it's incredibly important to remember that speakers of Anishinaabemowin were there for 5,000 years before English speakers got there. You then had, by the 1600s, French missionaries, French Canadians, other Europeans. With the discovery of copper in 1842, you see Finns, Swedes, Cornish speakers, Italian, French, German, Irish, all of these speakers of other languages coming to the UP. What Kate is especially interested in, she talks about the features of the dialect, but she's very interested in how the dialect came to be and how these features that early on marked your ethnicity, are you Finnish, for example? How did they come from marking that to marking that you are from the UP to becoming regional features? And she talks about how some of these features have become enregistered. They've become emblematic of the dialect. We know that A at the end of a sentence. So have a nice day, eh? This probably comes from at least three different languages. Anishinaabemowin, Canadian French, Cornish English all have similar tags. You see significant Finnish influence in the pronunciation sauna for sauna. You see it in the syntax of let's go mall.
Instead of let's go to the mall.
Exactly, where you don't have that preposition because Finnish wouldn't have. You also see very characteristic of UP English's dare, dem, doze, that D instead of what we think of as a TH.
Those Ds.
And the ja for yeah probably comes from German or Swedish. So again, you're seeing all those language influences. Now, Kate points out that there are, of course, other distinctive features of UP English that have not been commodified. For example, bakery being baked goods or make wood for cutting wood.
I'd never heard those before.
And that's her point, is that they're equally characteristic, but not as emblematic.
And Anne, how did this accent stay north of the bridge? How come we don't hear this so much in like Traverse City and places like that?
It's a great question. I think it's important to remember that the bridge wasn't built until 1957. And before the bridge, the UP would have been fairly isolated from the lower peninsula. Certainly you had some people crossing over to the UP and back. But after the bridge was built and you see this increasing tourism after World War II, Kate Remlinger posits that that is when you see this increased awareness that there is a distinctive way of talking in the UP.
Well, Anne, I think we've got another great episode of That's What They Say, eh?
And I hope that this gives everyone a way to think about the bumper stickers about Youper talk that they may see on the road this summer.
All right. Have a great Sunday.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.